Kick off your boots and turn it up.
Turn up the volume. It's the weekend.
It's time for New Local Country First.
I love listening to the radio while I'm driving. It gives me a chance to explore new music and also just helps pass the time.
You're kicking country on
Buck 92.3,
where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kickin' Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com, along with MyMichiganPodcast.com. I got Julian Joel with me. And Julian, how you doing today? Go ahead and introduce yourself and let everyone know where you're from, and then we'll get into all these fun questions.
Hey, what up, though, man? Let's see, Julian Joel. I am born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. I am actually a full-time teacher. I teach high school, physical education and life skills and stuff like that. I've been a teacher for a while. Man, I love music, bro. I was born and raised in it. All types of music, bro, from my parents, grandparents. And it's a part of who I am. Not all of who I am, but a part of it.
Yeah.
And I love doing what I do, bro. And I love to, you know, take stories and take ideas and put them to life, bro. So that's where I'm at.
Hey, how did you first get into country music?
Oh, man, I get that question a lot, honestly. My grandparents are from the South, and that great exodus from the South to Detroit to work the plant jobs and stuff like that.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So all my friends, like, everybody's from the South, and everybody has their Southern tendencies, bro. So hanging around my grandfather and just listening to the radio with him, he has on Charlie Pride, Reba McEntire, like everybody, Alan Jackson.
Yeah, all
Alan
the good Jackson's ones.
Hymns album, like, it's just like, then being a person who grew up in the church, my father's a pastor, so I'm growing up around gospel music. You know, with gospel, it's blues, it's jazz. You have country elements that come from all of that. So, I'm getting all of it. So that's how I got into country music. A great friend of my dad, Dwayne Springer, I was learning how to play guitar. What was it, 23, 24?
Okay.
And I was, getting back to singing, and he was like, "Hey, bro, let me show you this." And he showed me, I think Darius Rucker had just like released Wagon Wheel or something like that.
Okay.
And my uncle, he was like, "Hey, man, if you keep playing the guitar and keep singing, man, you might could do something." I don't think he was trying to like say do country, but he was like, "You can, be playing the guitar and singing on this level." And
yeah.
I was like, okay. So I just continued to keep writing, and I was like, I just want to be more myself. So I started writing from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to be myself and just letting the songs be what they are.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm at now, bro.
If no one has ever heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
Oh man, that's a great question. You definitely get you get some country element, but you get some soul element, gospel elements in there, and also rock. Those are like the big four that ran, my household.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. That's all four that I agree with as well.
Yeah, so I have my brand is called Motown Country. So it's, bringing everything I grew up on with Motown Records.
Mm-hmm.
And people who understand the context of Motown Records, like where they came from. They came from the South too.
Yeah.
So just blending in all of that, like, of who I am. That's what my music is. It's, you're going to get, some things are not going to sound the same. You're
yeah.
going to get things that sound more rock. You're going to get things that sound more soulful. What I'm saying? And you're going to have things that sound more R&B-ish. Like,
mm-hmm.
But it's, Motown Country. So that means it's those elements.
Yeah.
That's fusion of those elements.
That's pretty neat. What does being a local artist mean to you?
Oh man, being a local artist, I mean, in Michigan, a lot of the world don't understand Michigan has a rich history of music.
Oh yeah.
And that Michigan, music in Michigan actually moves the needle of music in the world. I don't think the music is what it is without Michigan kind of, in Detroit doing its thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, so, that's like, I've talked to everyone that I've interviewed so far, whether they still live in Michigan or they're in Nashville or wherever they're at, they always come back to Michigan and they're like, yeah, we're different. We're a different breed. And, it's pretty neat to be able to, like, you can go somewhere else and you can definitely pick out who's from Michigan and who's not from Michigan.
For sure. And being a local artist, it means a lot because Michigan is just not one thing. You know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
like, it's so unique. Personalities are unique.
Yeah.
That means the music is unique. How people interpret the same song. We listen to the same song and we can interpret it just differently.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So it's just being a local artist and just, you know, coming from musical greatness of, yes, at Motown, mm-hmm. Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke was here for a while.
Bob Seger.
Here for a while. Yeah. Bob, I'm like, man, like, it's like, it's such a rich history. So
yeah,
it's an honor, man. And I want to, you know, steward that the best I can and just, you know, and what they established.
Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite place to play music or write music?
Oh, you're talking about like a venue?
Yeah, like, you know, do you have a favorite place to play or is there like a favorite place that you like to go and write? You know?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of both. I love writing it either in my truck. I love writing while I'm watching movies. I love writing like as I'm like in the midst of doing something. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like it has to be something I love doing and that kind of like takes my mind out of something that I can just be.
Yeah.
I love writing when I'm in nature. Like if I'm on a road trip, it's a wrap, man. You might get about 6 songs out of me that day or something.
Yeah.
it's just one of those things, you know, that differentiates. Venue. I love playing anywhere, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I was always taught to, no matter where you play, man, give it your all.
Yeah.
Like no matter if it's at a venue that's 2 people, 1 person, 500, 5,000 in my living room, if I'm practicing in my living room or like pretend and see that it's people there. So
mm-hmm.
I love playing everywhere, man. Especially like intimate settings.
Yeah.
But my favorite place I play that so far is District 142.
Yep.
In Wyandotte, Michigan.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That place is, bro.
I heard that's a great venue.
Yeah, man. Like it's the sound, the atmosphere is magical, bro. And they have a lot of different acts that come through and do different genres, man. And they got it going on, bro. So it's a slept on gem to me
mm-hmm.
in Michigan.
Yeah. Is there a song that you have written that means the most to you?
Wow. It's not released yet. That's my next single that'll be released in June. It's called Running.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's basically about my journey as a preacher's kid and, you know, going to college and playing collegiate sports and kind of like living a double life, bro, mm-hmm. and trying to figure it out and, you know, trying to live in these dark elements. And it's like, it's not who I am. So I was kind of dealing with those demons.
Yeah.
And running, you know, from trying to run from that, but also just not, you know, realizing I need to run toward, you know, my like a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm dealing with that, like even, you know, so that's the one that means the most. And that's the one I'm putting in the most work with releasing. You know, I think people could definitely relate to it in so many different ways. Cause
yeah,
a lot of people are different, dealing with different addictions, different mental, whatever mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah.
And it's not just running from something, it's running toward something.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
We'll be right back with more Julian Joel.
Hey, what up, though? This is Julian Joel, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Inflation is super crazy, you know? Yeah. Cause I've been working all day, putting time in, making sure my fam good, social ladder climbing, working all night. In the driver's seat, got that PTO, pun intended, but this what I need. I know it's rough through all the stormy weather, making it work, it got to get better. We gotta create these moments and make some memories. So big body, big wheel, sitting high with my retro. Action, I'm with the fam, no factions. The dad hat will cut off, so I'm all about that fashion. I'm feeling good, what's happening? The homies, we at it, cause if you wanna have a good time, gotta put the work away, make that sacrifice. Life is too short, can't rewind. So in the meantime, That's alright. Dirt roads and dirt bikes. Pretty girls, that's alright. But that girl, that's my wife. My heart is heading on our life. So let's take it one day at a time. Get that work pressure off your mind, girl. Life is too short, can't rewind. So in the meantime, I went ahead and just. Big body, big wheel, sitting high with my red truck.
We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hi, this is Jenna Gates, fifth generation with Gates Drilling and Service. We are family owned and operated, and we're proud to serve our community with the most state-of-the-art well drilling and service equipment in mid-Michigan. We can get into tight places that others can't. Lake lots are no problem. Where Gates goes, water flows. Gates Drilling and Service.
Top quality, unique style, and superb craftsmanship all comes together when the Home Builders Association opens its doors for its summer 3D virtual reality parade of homes. You can tour 8 spectacular homes from the comfort of your own home or from wherever you are on any mobile device. The tour is free, and all you have to do is go to hbacm.com. That's the Home Builders website, for 2 weeks and tour 8 beautiful homes built by expert builders like Olivieri Homes, Schaefer Builders, Crom Construction, Wes Wilson Construction, Polish Properties, Rentals and Remodels, and the GI Tech Building Trade Students. Whether you're looking to build or remodel, you'll get great ideas from this year's summer parade lineup thanks to the sponsors, Isabella Bank, DeWitt Lumber Company, Central Restoration, Brad Malley Construction, Pradium Realty, Robin Stressman and Associates, Mr. Electric, and Mr. Reuter. So sit back, get comfortable, and click on HVACM.com and tour the 3D virtual summer parade of homes one more week before they're gone. For more information, go to hbacm.com or call the Home Builders Office at 775-7747.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. New local country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Julian Joel. What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
Oh man, that's an amazing question. They can expect high energy. They can expect my entire family play on the stage with me.
Mm-hmm.
They can expect a great show, a high energy show that just brings them in with all four elements, baby.
Yeah.
With rock, soul, all of it, and songs that we love, some melodies, some renditions, along with songs that I have that connect with them as well.
Yeah.
So you're going to get all of that. And you're going to get that family aspect. I love people to feel like family when they're with me.
Mm-hmm.
I have 5 siblings, and they all play with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
At every show.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So they're all great musicians in their own right. You know what I'm saying? And it's a blessing to be able to have that. And for people to connect with that, I'm playing with my family and singing with my family. I think that takes it to another level.
The new Jackson 5, right? Be the Joel 5.
No, the Sykes. The Sykes 5. The Sykes 6.
Okay, the Sykes 6. Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, my parents instilled that in us early, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you remember your first live performance?
Oh, wow. First live performance as the artist I am now, or just in general?
Well, just in general. I mean, just, you know, just.
Oh, man. I was, man, in the Sunshine Band singing at church.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, my mom was always pushing us to sing. She was like, you going to sing this song? And I sung, what song was it? It was called I Need You Now by Smokey Norful.
Okay.
And I sung that. I put a suit on and everything. I was prepared. I had a little solo ready. And I sung that song at Open Door Church of God in Christ.
That's awesome.
And that was the first time. Yeah, that was the first time I put myself out there.
What's been your most memorable show so far?
Oh, man. Oh, sound bias, bro. But District 142.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of, I would say, like my coming out party.
Mm-hmm.
I got a great opportunity to open up for Ryan J.
Okay.
And the Wrecking Crew. And I was supposed to do, at first, I was supposed to do a 15-minute before, then, you know, some stuff happened. He was like, hey, he opened up right before me and do a 45. And, yeah, man, my family, we came in, and that was...
Knocked it out.
I don't think a lot of people expected it, like, you know.
Knocked it out of the park, huh?
Man, it was a great experience, bro. So I'll never forget that. And that's been another light, you know, a light in the fire for me.
Yeah. Here's a good question I like to ask everyone. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Oh, gee, you trying to get, oh, that's tough.
Oh, just wait till the next one. The next one's fun, too. Well, the next two are real fun. So just wait for those two.
That's amazing. I would love, I mean, just off of GP alone from, you know, my dad's friend, uncle, like Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Just off of how I even got the wheels turning,
mm-hmm.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah. He's got some great songs too.
Yeah, man. Like not the stuff that's just playing on the radio. He got some good stuff that don't play.
Uh-huh.
You know? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's a fun one I like to ask. I've asked these questions I've asked to every artist that I've talked to. They're all the same questions, but I get different answers from everybody. That's what's neat about it. This is a great question. And everyone's like, man, how did you come up with that one? But your favorite road trip snack of choice?
Oh, my goodness. See, you talking my language now.
Oh, yeah.
Mike and Ike.
You're another one that likes Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, bro, the green box. You got to get the green.
Well, I like the Mega Mix.
Oh, the Mega Mix hit hard. You talking about the blue box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite. The Mega Mix.
Yeah, it's Mike and Ike's, and it's the Twizzlers, the ones that you can peel off.
Oh, yeah, the pull and peel or the peel and eat Twizzlers.
Yep.
Strawberry or cherry?
I'm going to go cherry.
Yeah, that's what my wife and I both like the cherry ones as well. Now you ready for another tough one? And I'll give you my answers because we'll go two ways. I'll give you my answers when you're done, but favorite song and favorite country song of all time.
Ooh, favorite. So two of them, favorite song and favorite country song.
Yep.
Favorite song of all time. That sucks because I have so many.
But I have one that I think is the greatest song of all time, but that's just me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say for me, you know, a great song of all time. Like when I hear it, I can just keep listening to it. Human Nature, Michael Jackson.
Yep. That's a good one.
Country. Oh, my goodness.
And there's so many. That's what's tough about it.
There's so many, dude. All right. This is... Woo!
You want me to give you my two?
Go ahead.
So my favorite song of all time is Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Okay.
And then my favorite country song of all time is Garth Brooks' The Dance.
Oh, that's a banger.
Yeah.
That is a banger.
That's one of my favorite songs. But my all-time favorite song is Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Okay. Nice. I'm going to have to go. Okay, do you consider this country, though? I know he did Sail On by Lionel Richie.
That's a good one.
That's not my top one, though. I can't even. That's tough, man. Okay. No. I'm going to give it to you. What hymn did he do? Oh, Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
That's the one that Alan Jackson. Yep. Oh, my God.
Oh, that whole album that he did with the hymns and all that.
Yeah, man.
That whole album, like, was awesome.
To me, that's my top three favorite country albums. But Amazing Grace, I don't know what it did to me. And Old Rugged Cross.
Yep, Old Rugged Cross is a good one, too.
I was like, yeah, he got me, bro.
Yeah, I agree, that whole album. And so what is the biggest goal you're chasing right now?
Man, that's a question I ask myself daily. And I just had this conversation with my father, too. He told me to keep the main thing all time. So honestly, my main goal is to just create great music, bro.
Yeah.
To continue to just keep growing in it and not really get too caught up in the, you know, I know it's a lot of, you know, indie things we have to do with building fan base and, mm-hmm. you know, all those little elements. But at the end of the day, it's like, be who God called you to be and make great music and connect with people.
Yeah.
And that's my top three, man.
What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
I'm just starting out too. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is kind of, it could sound cliche, but man, just continue to be yourself, but continue to grow yourself too. And don't force trying to be something that somebody else is in a way, like be yourself. This already, you know, I know we got the amazing artists, Big X Plug, Ella Langley, and we got all these amazing artists that look the part, that's great, that got great music, but there's only one you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, really leaning into who you are and what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
one last question. Where can fans follow you on social media, and where can they stream your music?
Yes. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, MySpace. I'm just kidding. MySpace. No.
I remember MySpace.
Right.
I'm that old. I remember MySpace.
You know what? Good times. But yeah, you can follow me on all social media platforms at Julian Joel Official. You can find me on all streaming platforms, every last single one of them, at Julian Joel, JulianJoel. If you have trouble with finding some of that, which you shouldn't, but I'll give you a website at julianjoel.com.
Julian, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us a little behind the scenes of who you are. And I appreciate it. And we'll be talking again hopefully real soon.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, Jeremy. Like, you're doing great work, man. So appreciate everything you're doing.
Hey, thanks for listening to Kicking Country and Keeping It Local on the My Michigan podcast. And thanks, Julian, for joining me. And we'll be talking again hopefully real soon. And, you know, enjoy your day.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, what up, though? This is Julian Joel, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Listen, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Using some dad's oak lines to make you laugh is my obsession. Cause girl, you're so fine, you're sweet as red wine, you're stronger than 100 proof. I wanna be a man, I wanna take you out, cause I'm trying to get next to you. Hey, so tell me what I gotta do, I'm trying to get next to you. Cause ain't no games from me, girl, and all this ain't new. So let's stop wasting time, top off on a Friday night. Cause I'm trying to get next to you, girl, I'm trying. What am I gonna do? And my auntie calling my line, buzz the wine, telling me to follow the signs of the divine one. Girl, will you take my hand? Hey, so tell me what I gotta do, I'm trying to get next to you. Ha, there ain't no games for me, girl. Let's get hitched on a Friday night. Girl, I'm trying to get next to you. Girl, I'm trying to get next to you. Ooh, yeah. Woo. Listen, tell me what I gotta do, I'm trying to get next to you. Ain't no games from this man. This ain't new. So-
So let's not waste no more time. I want to spend the rest of my life trying to get next to you. Girl, I'm trying to be next to you.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live, Buck 92.3.